It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Natasha Moore, Associate Chartered Legal Executive at Woodfines Solicitors. Natasha, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hope you're well.
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. First of all, tell us a little bit about your role at Woodfines and what you do.
Okay, so I'm an employment lawyer at Woodfines, Associate Chartered Legal Exec. I deal with small businesses, large businesses, as well as individuals, offering out employment advice and support. Business-wise, we offer an employment support service whereby businesses pay us X amount of money a month, depending upon the number of employees that they have. And we then assist them with their HR and employment-related issues that they might have. I like to look at us as a bit of an NHS 111 helpline for employment.
An employment helpline. Yeah, I like that. That's nice.
Yeah. And then on an individual basis, obviously, as long as there's no conflict of interest, we can offer out employment advice to individuals, anything from redundancies, get a pregnancy and maternity discrimination, you know, anything along those lines. But yeah, that's generically what we do.
Cool. And that support for businesses when it comes to HR and employment extends to an event that you're hosting later in April. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, that's right. So we're hosting an employment law conference. It's on the 25th of April over at the Bedford Heights on Brickhill Drive in Bedford from 8 till 1 p.m. So we'll be talking, as well as obviously our legal teams being there, we're covering a range of topics. We've got some guest speakers as well. So we'll be covering all sorts of updates in employment law. So we've had quite a few updates that are sort of coming in today, tomorrow, actually, always around the beginning of April. We'll be updating candidates on those topics.
So who's this for then, this conference?
So this will be for anybody that's mostly HR professionals. So It will be businesses that are dealing with so HR individuals in the business that deal with all of the HR. But anybody, I suppose, that's got an interest in HR that wants to learn a little bit more about what's coming in.
Yeah. What about like smaller businesses that might not have a HR department?
Yeah, for those, they would be welcome along to give them insight as to, because HR is changing, it's ever evolving, as is employment law, so it will give them an insight as to what to expect and what need to be looking at, especially, if they haven't quite started a business yet, but they're looking at starting a business, then it's the ideal opportunity for them as well.
Yeah, good to know. There is a lot to consider, isn't there, when it comes to employment law. What sort of topics are going to be covered at the conference?
So we're doing neonatal leave, which has just come in, carers leave, that's another new one that's just come in, flexible working, there's been some updates to flexible working, which again are coming in over the next couple of days, holiday calculations, they're talking about rolled up holiday pay, all of the case and legislation updates, we'll sort of be giving an overview on those, because we like to give, lawyers have, we're seen to be boring. We like to give examples of cases that we've dealt with or cases that have hit the tribunals so that the professionals can actually relate to the situation. So we'll give, updates and case studies as well about certain aspects.
Yeah, nice. For the record, I don't think you're boring. We love chatting to Woodfines on MKFM, just FYI. Who are your guest speakers? Who's going to be there?
So we've got Sue Garner from Advanced Mentoring, Coaching and Training, and she'll be talking about neurodiversity in the workplace. So that's quite a big topic. We've also got Cameron Waldron from New England Finance, and he's talking about employee financial hygiene. And then the last one we've got is Michael Greer from Reed Recruitment, and he'll be talking about current recruitment challenges.
I mean, it sounds absolutely brilliant, this conference. How can people find out more or get on board with it?
So they'll need to look at, go onto our website. So it's www.woodfines.co.uk, and they will be able to book on through there. Or alternatively, they can reach out to us individuals in employment law via the website if they do want to find out a little bit more information before they actually book. So happy for anybody to contact me, and then we can give a little bit more information and as to how to book on.
Amazing. So that date for your diary, Thursday, 25th of April, it's 8 till 1 at Bedford Heights, and you can book online at woodfinds.co.uk. I'm amazed at how much news there is when it comes to employment law. You mentioned there quite a lot of updates coming in.
Yeah. April is always the time where, you know, you see the increase in the national minimum wage. And it's ever evolving, you know, and that's where, again, with our employment support service, businesses wouldn't have to worry about any of this. You know, we're on the case, we're working in the background, we're making sure that there's updates to contracts and handbooks that we feel that as employers and businesses they will need. So really, we deal with the HR and employment side of things so that the business owner can then focus on driving the business forward.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, make sure you're in the know and get yourself to that employment law conference hosted by Woodfinds at the end of April. And Natasha Moore is Associate Chartered Legal Executive at Woodfinds. Natasha, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. We wish you all the best with the conference.
Thank you very much. Thank you.